Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Integrating AI in Product Strategy. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Implementing AI Tools in the AI Upskilling for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore methods to incorporate AI insights into product planning, best practices for strategic integration, and case studies of successful AI integration. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to effectively integrate AI insights into your product development strategies, enhancing decision-making and driving innovation. Main content methods to incorporate AI insights into product planning. Integrating AI insights into product planning requires a strategic approach that aligns with your business goals. One effective method is to utilize data analytics tools that leverage AI algorithms to analyze consumer behavior, market trends, and product performance. These tools can help you identify patterns and predict future demands, allowing you to make informed decisions. For instance, consider a scenario where a product leader at No Name uses AI-driven analytics to assess customer feedback on a newly launched product. By analyzing sentiment data and usage statistics, they can pinpoint which features resonate most with users and which need improvement. This information can then guide the next iteration of the product, ensuring that it meets customer needs more effectively. Another method is implementing AI-powered personalization strategies. By using AI to analyze customer data, you can tailor product recommendations that resonate with individual users. For example, a B2C company could use machine learning algorithms to analyze past purchases and browsing history, enabling them to suggest products that align with each customer's preferences. This not only enhances the customer experience but also drives sales. Moreover, integrating AI into demand forecasting can significantly impact product planning. AI models can analyze historical sales data, market conditions, and even economic indicators to predict future demand more accurately. This can help businesses prepare better, reduce excess inventory, and align production schedules with market needs. Best practices for strategic integration. When integrating AI into your product strategy, several best practices can significantly enhance your efforts. First, ensure that your data is clean and well-structured. High-quality data is crucial for AI algorithms to function effectively. Regularly audit your data sources and remove duplicates or irrelevant information to maintain data integrity. Next, involve cross-functional teams in the integration process. Collaboration between product managers, data scientists, and marketing teams ensures that AI insights are effectively utilized across the organization. For example, if a marketing team is aware of the AI-derived insights regarding customer preferences, they can craft more targeted campaigns, resulting in higher engagement and conversion rates. Additionally, prioritize continuous learning and adaptation. The AI landscape is ever-evolving, and staying updated on the latest trends and technologies is essential. Encourage a culture of experimentation, where teams can test new AI tools and techniques, measure their effectiveness, and iterate based on results. Consider hosting regular workshops or training sessions to keep everyone informed about AI advancements and their implications for product strategy. Furthermore, it is essential to clearly define the goals of AI integration. Establish specific, measurable objectives that align with your overall business strategy. This clarity not only helps in tracking progress but also ensures that all team members are working towards a common purpose. Case studies of successful AI integration. Examining successful case studies can provide valuable insights into effective AI integration. One notable example is Netflix, which leverages AI to personalize viewing recommendations for its users. By analyzing user behavior, preferences, and viewing patterns, Netflix's recommendation engine suggests content tailored to individual tastes, significantly increasing user engagement and retention. Another example is Spotify, which uses AI to create customized playlists and recommendations. By analyzing listening habits, Spotify can offer personalized experiences, like the Discover Weekly playlist, which introduces users to new music based on their preferences. This strategic use of AI not only enhances user satisfaction, but also boosts subscription rates as customers feel more connected to the service. In a more localized context, consider how Noname could implement a similar approach. By analyzing customer interactions on their platform, they could create personalized product recommendations, enhancing customer satisfaction and increasing sales. For instance, if Noname identifies a trend where customers frequently purchase a certain combination of products, they can bundle these items together in promotional offers, leveraging AI insights to drive sales. Additionally, examining how companies like Amazon utilize AI for inventory management can provide insights. Amazon's use of AI algorithms to predict product demand and optimize warehouse logistics ensures that products are available when customers need them, enhancing overall customer satisfaction and operational efficiency. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored methods to incorporate AI insights into product planning, best practices for strategic integration, and examined case studies of successful AI integration. By leveraging AI effectively, you can enhance your product development strategies, driving innovation and improving customer experiences. As you move forward, consider how these insights can be applied in your own context to maximize the potential of AI in your product strategy. Reflection questions: how can you apply AI-driven analytics to improve your product development process? What cross-functional collaborations are necessary in your organization to maximize the benefits of AI integration? Reflect on a successful AI integration example from another company. How can you adapt that approach to your own context?